These are my thoughts. Let me inspire you.
Have you ever felt like somehow when you are confronting obstacles in your lives, things you have no control of, have you felt like all these outside circumstances start wearing you down so much that you no longer focus on the things that God has promised us in His Word, and instead we focus on the circumstance, the things that we have no control of, and we begin to little by little start speaking the negative talk. We start believing and having less faith that the circumstances will change and that we're being overcome by these circumstances that we have no control of. And somehow we feel like we have become helpless and there is no way out. I don't know if you haven't. Have you ever felt that way? But I know that I have.
Let's get started.
And it may be something as simple as what has happened to me at work when I got converted the agency to the actual company hiring me. Then I started having problems signing in to work from home. And when I, through my own little investigating and going through a lot of IT, I myself discovered that it is probably a credentialing thing that would be HR having to just put me as their employee because I was showing in some places as I wasn't their employee. Something as simple as that, that I'm trying to reach out to those that have to be administratively taking care of it. And somehow it's like, they're not hearing me. So it's taken like a week and a half and the frustration builds and I feel like I'm knocking my head against the wall and nothing gets done. And I get frustrated and I have start to having what I call stinking thinking and negative thinking. Well, that can happen to any one of us. I know it can be happening to you in some other circumstance. And as a believer of Christ, we're called to trust God and to lean on Him. But for some reason, some of us get broken down and we need to just push through. So in these days that I've been feeling this way, I've been asking myself these questions. Why am I allowing these circumstances to affect me in a negative way? I'm home, right? Okay, maybe because I'm not getting paid for the time in which I can't sign on, which is no fault of my own. Maybe because it becomes day after day after day and it's going on my second week. That's true. But what am I believing? Am I believing in the promises of God? Am I believing that while I feel I can't control the circumstances, that I serve a mighty God who can and will help me through the circumstance and give me the wisdom that I need and give me the strength that I need to be able to push through? The Word of God reminds us that He's near to us. He's near to us. He reminds us that. He lets us know that we're not alone. But you know that whatever we believe as truth is the result of what we're thinking. So if I believe that God can and will and is willing to see me through this circumstances, He sees me through a bigger circumstances, larger circumstances, and sees me every day during health issues and complications and things that I'm going through, right? If I believe that He's seen me through so many things before that I know and I don't know, then I need to believe that He will also see me through the most smallest things and to the largest things that are to come. Because when we think wrong, then we will believe wrong and then we will speak wrong. Do you know that we speak what we believe? What are you speaking to yourself? What are you saying to yourself? What are you saying to others? What are you confessing? You see, our thinking needs to line up with the Word of God. Many times I hear the old sayings like, oh, I felt like I was dying. Oh, I would die for that. I hear things such as, if it's His will, being God that they're speaking about, if it's His will, it will happen. Do you know that those old sayings should have no part in our lives? And especially that in which is the life of a Christian. These sayings are negative. And that saying, if it is His will, well, His will is spoken clearly in his word. If it doesn't line up with his word, it's not his will. If it's not good for us and we may pray for it and we think we so need something and it doesn't happen, it's because it wasn't his will. So these are the things that we need to remember. The things that I hear myself think sometimes, I hear it, these old ways of thinking, these ways of thinking that were prior to my knowing Christ had to change. I don't speak or try my best not to speak the negative things. I don't say this problem won't be fixed. I believe it can be. And if it isn't fixed, then I believe I will definitely have the peace of God because I've prayed sufficiently to know that, again, if it is his will for me to remain in this job, it will be. If it isn't his will, then all things will line up perfectly. But when we have that stinking thinking, that bad thinking, when things go wrong in our lives, when we start doing that negative talk, when we start focusing on the issues and the circumstances, many times what that does is it moves us emotionally, stirs us up emotionally to act out impulsively. Many times I've spoken to my male friends or even my husband, and I believe that there's a higher percentage of men who tend to be a little bit more impulsive in the manner of if this doesn't work, they move forward. I'm not saying it's everyone. I'm saying that I'm finding that it's a quick statement that a man makes. I think we women, we sit a little back a little more with it. We might be a little bit more patient with a circumstance. And if we're Christians, then we definitely have to wait on God, whether we're male or female, that doesn't change the scenario. But I'm saying in the way that we're made, in our makeup, I feel that a man tends to be a little more impulsive and a woman is a little bit more of a patient and waiting on just waiting. But we're in Christ, again, I'll say, male or female, we are to wait on God and not act impulsively. So to think and to be an impulsive thinker means that we are focusing on the wrong, on what's happening wrong, and we still want to have control over it, instead of focusing on God and trusting and leaning on, not on our own understanding, but leaning on Him. And instead of speaking the doom and gloom to ourselves, or maybe those voices that we hear in our head, you know, what I mean is the things that have been spoken to our lives that were negative, maybe in our growing up, instead of allowing those to take root in us, we need to allow the word of God to take root in us. Because the word of God says in Mark 11:23 says, I assure you and most solemnly say to you that whoever says to this mountain, what's your mountain today? What is your mountain? What is it? So he says, whoever says to this mountain, be lifted up and thrown into the sea and does not doubt in his heart in God's unlimited power, but instead believes that what he says is going to take place, it will be done. It will be done for us. It says for him, her, in accordance with God's will. Do you see what I mean? If we believe and we will speak to that mountain, to that problem, to that issue, my body is going to line up to what God had created my body to function in its perfection. God is seeing me through all these things that are difficult for me, but are not too difficult for Him. God will give me the strength. God gives me the strength to make it through. I find peace in the Lord, for His power is unlimited. And while God says in His word that we will suffer trials and tribulations, He did say that. He didn't say this world would be easy. He said, be of good courage. Be of good courage because He has overcome the world. In 2 Corinthians 10:3-6, it says, cast down imaginations. What does that mean? Well, destroy. Destroy every proud obstacle, everything that keeps us from knowing God. We're to take them captive. Capture their rebellious ways, those thoughts that want to be rebellious, those thoughts that come from outside, from the enemy of our soul. They're not our thoughts. They're thoughts, that's right, thoughts that come from outside influences to try to destroy us. We have the power, says the word of God, to take them captive and make it obedient to them, to God. Make them obedient to God. Is that what's happening today? Are those thoughts in your head trying so badly? Those sayings, those things that others have spoke ill about you, when others don't do things as fast as we need them, when somebody is stopping my progression, such as is happening here in the job, when someone is controlling my time and my money, who am I going to trust? Who am I going to put the trust in? I'm going to put the trust in the Lord. Doesn't mean you don't speak up. It doesn't mean you don't report things that need to be reported. It doesn't mean that you don't follow up. It means that it comes to a place and a time where you know that the only one you can trust is God. So when I was letting those circumstances, and it's been a week and a half, get to me, I couldn't sleep. Some new pain again started arising in my body. Uncomfortableness. All these things. All this time I had in my hands while my husband's working. What am I going to do? I couldn't think straight. I didn't know what I was going to do for my next video or podcast. But today, I thought about it as I heard someone recommend the book about the wrong and right way of thinking. The preaching I was hearing on TV mentioned the name of an old book. I decided to go to YouTube and listen to the YouTube. And I started realizing that last week I said to myself, wow, Arlene, you're praying wrong. Yeah, you can pray wrong too. You see, because we need to renew our mind in Christ Jesus. The Word of God says in Romans 12, 2, not to copy the behavior and customs of this world. In other words, don't be conformed to the things of this world, but instead let God transform us, transform our minds, renew our minds into someone new by changing the way we think so that our minds would be renewed. Then we will learn and know, again, God's will for us. And that will that is His will, that's always going to be good and pleasing and perfect. Then we will know. And how will we know? Study His word, believe it, and act upon it. Stinking thinking, gotta go. Do you feel defeated today? Do you feel overcome today? Do you feel that it just doesn't stop and it keeps pushing? Then sit still before God and say, whoa, let me stop right here. What does God say? Sit at the feet of the Lord God Almighty. Sit in a quiet place, the bathroom, the shower, wherever it might be that you need to find time to be alone. And sit there and speak to God and lay your worries, cast your cares upon Him. Trust in what He says and look not at the circumstances, but instead lean on His word, not on our own understanding. What is God saying? What is the Spirit of God moving you to do? Is He moving you to go into a new job? Is He showing you that you may not have patience sufficient in a certain circumstance? Is He showing you that you're praying the wrong prayers by praying the problem and not speaking forth the solution, what the Word of God says? These are questions you have to ask yourself so that you won't have wrong thinking, but you will have the right thinking that lines up with the Word of God. And my brother and sister, I assure you, this is something that creeps up on all of us. When things get shooken, when the ground gets shook below us, when things start happening, monetary things, breakdown of things, bodies feeling not good, all these things that may happen around us, we feel like we are overcome and we cannot survive. But God says, be of good cheer, for He overcame the world, and so should we. How do we stay in joy? Word of God says also, Paul spoke about, that no matter what was going on around him, he was going to remain joyful. That our, you see, happiness is contingent upon circumstances. But the Word of God speaks that the joy that we find in the Lord is ever present. Do not focus on those thoughts that come into your mind from different sources. That's right. We get them from the outside. It could be the enemy of our soul speaking to us and telling us something that's not right. You see, anything that's evil, which comes from him, is not from God. How do we dismiss it? By standing on the Word of God and knowing what God says and who God says we are. Sometimes we hear those voices in our heart that remind us of the abuse that I, like myself, the things that we were told as children. Somehow, sometimes these things trigger. You may feel betrayed. You may feel abandoned. Some little circumstance can trigger something that was from your past, amazingly enough and insanely enough. And it will bring up all these negative feelings. So how do you do this? You cast them down. You cast them down by speaking the word of God into the circumstance, by casting these thoughts and taking them captive and making obedient to what the Word of God says. You see, our thoughts will determine what we believe, and what we believe will determine on how we act.
So in closing, ask yourself this: what am I thinking today? What is it that I'm thinking, that I'm focusing on, that's causing me all this distress? I encourage you today to encourage yourself in the Lord, to cast your cares upon Him, to trust Him, to lean on Him, to seek Him, to pray His word, so that you would receive and find the peace that surpasses all understanding through Him. That's so that you will walk in the joy of the Lord, that's ever present, even in the midst of trials and tribulations. Thank you for tuning in to Adelante with Arlene. I hope that anything I said has given you food for thought. I pray that you will be able to cast thoughts that are negative, that don't line up with the Word of God, that you'll be able to cast them down in the name of Jesus and walk in the freedom and in the peace in which He has established for you and for I. If you have not yet subscribe to my YouTube channel, Adelante with Arlene, please do so. Also, on this podcast, there is a way for you to contribute and to support. Any monetary amount would be quite helpful. I'm also now on Triple Threat FM radio. Tuesday mornings at 10 a.m., I can give you my thoughts for the day and hopes to encourage you. Thank you again. And as I say at the end of every podcast and every video,
sigue adelante.
Until next time.
Thank you for tuning in to Adelante with Arlene.